worshipped with us for a long time. Then they went to live in London, where they became members of Lumen United Reformed Church. Now they've moved back into Kingston, and the time is right for Quino to be baptized, but also for them to be received into church membership. So for reason that, you know, so we're going to do it today. That means we're going to do it before the church meeting. Their name is going to come to the church meeting, but are we happy that in this act of worship they should be received in, by transfer from Lumen United Reformed Church? Would you two like to stand up, please? Thank you very much. Show these people your lovely faces. Hooray! So that will minute that all properly and later on, okay? Thank you very much. And now we're going to practice some songs that we're going to be singing. Liz, I'm looking at you. Are you going to take them? Yes, please. Do you want me to do it? Or Nigel, who's doing it? This isn't a short man. Come on. We're going to rehearse them now. You've got the order of service. There are a number of songs. Some of them you know, but you may not have walked into the church building this morning singing them. So we've got to just take them through.
So, the first one we're going to sing is the Love African
Can't. You've got a separate sheet? You've got a sheet? Can we have an order of service at the front here, please? Right. Amen. Si akadumisa. That's it.
Amen. Si akadumisa. Amen, siaka do me sa. Amen, bawo. Amen, bawo. Amen, siaka do me sa. Amen, siaka do me sa. Amen, siaka do me sa. Amen, bawo.
What will happen, the choir will...
Nigel, they can't hear you.
Right. What will happen is the choir will sing it through in unison, but just the melody. Then we will do it in two parts, part one and part two. And then you will do it. So this side of the congregation will be part one. And part one? Yeah. So Pat will lead part one, will lead you. And then I will lead this side of the congregation, who will be part two.
Think of it as a team game. We can do this.
So, yeah, but...
Don't. Sorry, Nigel, I'll shut up.
But the choir will do it in unison and then in the round, but you will only do it in the round, part one and part two. We won't do it unison with the congregation. Is that okay? Right, so how are we going to just do it with the... congregation. So Just the choir? Yes. So just the choir. So if you listen to the choir singing it in unison. Seems to be some confusion here.
Nope.
So if you do it in unison and then in the parts, so right, so you'll hear introduction. Jubilate Deo omnis terra servite Domino in laetitia. Alleluia, alleluia, in laetitia.
God thought it was great.
And the other one is
Don't Be Afraid.
Don't Be Afraid, which is on the song here and it will be out there. So as with this one, Salvi will play a short and it will be repeated, I believe. Don't be afraid, my love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid, my love is stronger. And I have promised to be always near. Don't be afraid, my love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid. Stronger, and I have promised to be always near. Now that will be sung.
Who knows? Me and the Holy Spirit, we've got a bit of a clue.
Just
We'll take it as it comes.
Why aye.
Good morning, all.
Morning.
And a warm welcome if you're a visitor for the first time. This evening's service will be at Fairfield Methodist Church, starting at 6:30, and it will be the service for Christian Aid. For pastoral news, I have to tell you that Brenda Ives has died this week. The events for Christian Aid are getting in full swing. The Pilot's Cake sale last week raised £74 for Christian Aid.
Hooray!
Absolutely marvellous. And I have more news about next Sunday's sponsored Christian Aid Circle the City Walk. You will be pleased to hear that this Premier League sporting event has now been granted Olympic status, which means that Team KURC will be pulling out all the stops and going for gold this year.
Great.
You may want to support them by sponsoring any one of them as they train to squeeze every last ounce of performance out of their rippling muscles. If you would like to, then please have a word with, and if you're here, please stand up now, Peter Ashdown. Peter, stand up, please. Ray Erskine, Georgina Forbes, Rosetta Ominbali, and Vaughan James.
Yay, right, good.
I've already heard the choir practicing, and I'd like to thank them about what you're about to do. I think it's marvellous, thank you. And finally, Sally would like to talk about Messy Church. Thank you, Sally.
I was actually meant to say this last week, and I could hear Kathy in church saying, and now Sally's going to come and say something about Messy Church, and I was right in the middle of something else in the foyer, so I couldn't tell you. But just to say that the last Messy Church went very well, and we had 25 guests. About 15 of those were children, and we all had a lot of fun learning about Jesus healing Bartimaeus. Trying to teach the children to say Bartimaeus was quite interesting, but got there in the end. And then the next Messy Church is actually going to be on a Tuesday because it's half term and the Monday is bank holiday. So it's going to be on the 26th of May. And I really need three cottage pies, two meat, one veggie. So if someone can make cottage pie for me, that would be amazing. And if there is anyone that is willing to come along and be in the kitchen to reheat those cottage pies, that would be even more amazing. So please speak to me about that. And the final thing I want to say is that during Messy Church, we want to make sure that the whole church is involved. And one of the ways that you can do that is by praying. And if you can pray on the day of Messy Church, any time between 3:30 and 5:30, either here or at home, just a quick five-minute prayer, I really urge you to do that because I want the whole church to be involved in it. And I know not everyone can be there on the day, but I think everyone can pray. And if we're going to see good things happen and if we're going to develop it, we need to be praying. So please do pray. Thank you.
Where's Ray? I can't believe he's not. Do you not want to?
Christian Aid officially starts today for 1 week. If anybody would like to help, mainly Leslie and I deliver after the service today, and then I'll be going out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to collect with anybody who'd like to accompany me. So if anybody can help me collect Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday this week, please let me know. And on Saturday next week, we have the Christian Aid stall. We're manning that stall from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And all day Saturday, if you'd like to come down to the church, any time between 9 o'clock and 4 o'clock, you can pick up a tin from Sue Watts, and go out and rattle it in Kingston and help that way as well. So there are many ways everybody can help with Christian Aid. As well as that, when you get your envelope, a contribution would be most appreciated. Thank you.
Knowing ourselves to be part of the world church, which is our contemporary experience, and also knowing ourselves to be the recipients of the tradition of the church through time, even before there was a church, there were the words of the psalmist, we join together and we will say. Now that's my... Our God is faithful, and God's steadfast love endures forever.
Sing this song to the Lord.
Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it.
Sing a new song to the Lord.
Let the waters clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy.
Sing a new song to the Lord.
God will judge the world with justice and the people with equity.
Sing a new song to the Lord.
Praise God, all the earth. We join to sing Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Oh.
Lord Jesus, we come on our own. We come together. We come with friends. We come with strangers. We come to obey your life-giving commands. We come to learn to love. Pour out your Spirit on your people, that we may live faithfully, inspire hope, and show love. Forgive us when we are too busy going our own way to wash the feet of another. When we are too busy finding quick fixes of happiness to notice the joy that is around us. Forgive us when we are too busy naming our own wants and needs to hear the voices of those we could help and we could serve. When we're too busy looking for satisfaction to realize our own capacity to love and be loved. Forgive us and transform us. Pour out your Spirit on all your people, that we may live faithfully, inspire hope and show love, and raise a new song throughout all the earth. Lord, we pray. And the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Even put my gown on specially, see that? I look like a minister of religion. All these people are happy, saying, oh, look, come. Have a seat for a starter. I have received an email from the church secretary of Lumen, United Reformed Church, saying saying how much they're going to miss you, which you knew, which is why it's taken you a time to actually transfer your membership, because you knew how much they were going to miss you. And that's a lovely thing for a church to say, yes, of course we are delighted that they transfer their membership into a church where they can actually become involved. It's great. But they're going to miss your company. Yeah. At Lumen, which is the United Reformed Church, which is just literally adjoining. If you've never been to the URC's offices, you can go there. That's very nice. But go to the church that's next door, because the architecture is amazing. And they also have a Taiwanese congregation that meet on a Sunday afternoon, which are some of whom are part of the congregation on a Sunday morning, but some of whom are not. So it's great. You ready for this big day? Yeah. Since the beginning, Christians believe that when people came to faith, whole families were baptized. Whole families, which means children as well as adults. And there is no understanding within the Christian faith that our intellectual ability to know what we believe is that which makes us welcome. We are welcome as the children of God because God has first loved us and sent Jesus to be among us. Our Christian hope and prayer, of course, for Quino is that one day he will come to the front of a church like this and declare his faith for himself. But for now, his parents will make promises. And we also will make promises. And on this day and at this time, when we think of Christian Aid Week, we remember our linkage with our brothers and sisters in Christ all around the world. Those who in the family in Taiwan will be praying for us and reminding, thinking of us on this day. Yes. And also the fact that many of us, the vast majority of us, will not live out all our Christian life in this one congregation. We will move from one church to another. So Christian baptism is exactly that. It's not the property of the United Reformed Church. It's not the property of Kingston United Reformed Church. It is a sacrament of the whole church. Would you like to stand, please? Could you bear to look at these lovely people? Come and stand over. Come and stand over here. It's good. Do you confess anew your faith in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, maker of heaven and earth, redeemer of the world, and giver of life? Do you promise to share with us in the life of this church and to be faithful in the privileges and responsibilities of church membership? Do you promise, trusting in God's grace, that by prayer and you will teach Quino the faith of the gospel and bring him up in the worship and the life of the church? And do you, as a congregation of God's people here gathered, promise to play your part in the Christian upbringing of this young boy by providing education and also by your life and your Christian example? Is the right answer. Lovely. I should, forgive me for this, but just to make it clear, this is Yu Ting, because your names are asexual for us ignorant white British people. So you're Yu Ting and you're Po Han. That's how it is, as Quino is among us. And he's a wee boy when it comes to the singing. We had a bit of a debate earlier. What gender is he when we come to sing? Quino, come over here and bring your parents with you. Quino, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We're going to sing a blessing. We're going to sing to you. Now we're going to pray. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our life together as your followers and as part of the worldwide church. We ask that you would bless Quino as he grows, that he would grow in Christian maturity and come one day to declare his faith for himself. We ask that you would bless his parents, bless Yuting, bless Pohan, support them in their family life, that they would be able to educate Quino in the faith. Bless them in their contribution to the life of this church, that they have affirmed their commitment in church membership. But more than that, bless them as followers of Jesus in their working place, in their community work, in all the calls that you have made upon them and us, Lord Jesus. Bless them. We ask that as Quino grows, he would know again of your cleansing water, that he would be kept strong and faithful. Bless him as he grows, that he would be kept safe, Lord Jesus. Keep this family from all evil. Bless them in their life together. Bless us all in our journey following you. Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to offer you the right hand of fellowship, which is for your reception church membership. It's good. And these people all want to applaud, so should we let them? Yes, let's do it. Good. Now, you'll notice that as we were making our promises, we promised Christian education, and part of our understanding of that is to help us all begin to get our heads around this book. So to help you with that, we present you something of the tools of the words of the Lord, and we also think that maybe something more for now might be a good thing, because that is a lifetime work to come to understand the scriptures, but something for toddlers might be better for now. So here we are. And Kathy, wherever she is, here she is. Yay, run. That's good. Now, in this congregation, we always sing the same thing at baptism. Don't know anybody knows this song anywhere else, but it's great. So we're going to sing it. Father, and you're probably going to learn it, but the words are strong. So, Father, may your Holy Spirit guide this boy in the faith. We join together to sing. Have a seat. Everybody's moving. The reading from the Gospel according to John, which Trudy is going to read to us, comes as part of the core teaching of what it means to be a Christian.
I love you just as the Father loves me. Remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My commandment is this: love one another just as I love you. The greatest love a person can have for his friends is to give his life for them. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because servants do not know what their master is doing. Instead, I call you friends, because I have told you everything I've heard from my Father. You did not choose me. I chose you and appointed you to go and bear much fruit, the kind of fruit that endures. And so my Father will give you whatever you ask for him of him in my name. This then is what I command you: love one another.
Thank you, Trudy. It's an interesting thought to be commanded to love. Command. We don't think of love in that way. We think of love as feeling. This is a command to love. The call is to love. The question for us is how we respond. Love one another. And the question of who the other is the question of a day like this. When we think about Christian Aid Week, when we think about our understanding of the faith being something that's not just about the UK, but something that is from the whole of the world. We know that we are linked with people around the world. We've seen the pictures on our televisions. We've heard the stories. We've met the people. We've learned the songs. We've learned and sung the songs, and we've eaten the food. So this start of Christian Aid Week reminds us how linked we are. What did you have for your breakfast this morning? Our cereals, our bread, our fruit juice, the rice that we ate, linking us all around the world. This week, we love because we are commanded to love. It doesn't mean it's easy, doesn't mean we like it, means we do it because we are followers of Jesus. We know that other people in other places suffer from tidal waves and from wars, and we are called to love them. We know they need our help. We also know that Jesus has commanded us to love. We join together to sing. Join together to pray. We'll sing "Don't Be Afraid," and then we'll pray, and then we'll sing it again. And can I make a suggestion to those of you who get anxious? Those of you who get anxious, of whom there are a number, why don't you try and learn this song, so that in the night time at 3 o'clock in the morning when you wake up, you remember these words. Even if you don't remember the tune, you remember these words. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Gracious God, we bring to you our prayers. We begin by praying for our country, working out what the election result means. And we pray for those like Edward Davy who have lost their jobs. And we pray for those who are anxious about the implications for their future. And we hold up before you the work of Christian Aid, particularly in this Christian Aid Week, a unique opportunity to witness to the truth that you have called us to love beyond the people that we know and to go beyond that which is comfortable and easy. We pray for those who live with the fallout from natural disasters. Where those millions who live with food insecurity and those who have no reliable way to feed their children. We hold up our world in which movements of refugees into already poor countries deepens long-term poverty and malnourishment. And where lack of access to clean water and sanitation are a major cause of preventable illness. Pray for those whose lives are made fragile by war and the threat of war, and we pray for peace. We pray for those who are ill. Those who are anxious because of old age. And we bring before you our personal prayers for those whom we love, for those for whom we are called to pray. Lord our God, as we hear the stories from around the world, may their love inspire, and for all, may your love sustain. We join to sing. Don't be Lord, we pray. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. Invite those who are collecting to stand, please. Collect for Christian Aid, and I invite anybody who fancies it, a little strollette after you've finished the worship and the church meeting today, delivering some envelopes. If you can't bear to collect, you can chuck some envelopes through a door. Let us pray. Lord our God, you have overcome the world. Help us to be agents of change this Christian Aid week and every week. Bless our Christian Aid partners around the world to lead communities to justice. Bless those who will be collecting this week. Keep them safe. Give them wisdom if people ask them a question. May they be kindly in their responses. Bless the money that we bring for your purposes, Lord our God. Help us all to obey your command to love one another as you have loved us. Lord, may we abide in your love. Amen. Thank you. Come down, O love divine, we join to sing.
Come down, O love divine, we join to sing.
future rests in God. Remain in God's love. Our hope for our children rests in God. Remain in God's love. Whoever loves the parent loves the child. Remain in God's love. By this we know we love the children of God.
When we love God and obey God's commandments.
This is Jesus' commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Go and be encouraged by the commandment to love, encouraged in our ability to love, and be blessed in receiving love day by day. In Jesus' name, amen.